1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tariff uncertainty is hanging over back-to-school shoppers like Kristen Silberman, a mother and teacher in North Carolina.
The tariffs are definitely a little scary, so I'm trying to get everything ahead of time, even like a new car or, you know, like everything we're trying to get ahead of time because we don't know what's going to happen.
Speaking with ABC affiliate WTVD, President Trump announced new tariffs that will go into effect next week. The former special counsel who investigated and prosecuted him is now subject of an investigation. The former special counsel Jack Smith is being probed for violating the Hatch Act following the recommendation of Republican Senator Tom Cotton. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says six more Palestinians have died of starvation over the last 24 hours. And in Montana, the manhunt continues for the man suspected of shooting and killing four people inside of a bar in the southwest part of the state on Friday. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shelley Pittman. A new study shows most faculty at Wisconsin universities and across the country have serious concerns about the consequences of holding and expressing liberal political viewpoints. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The study from Brandeis University aimed to understand what faculty thought about specific political issues and how they taught about them. Research scientist Graham Wright says they found that many hot-button topics rarely come up in classroom settings.
Less than 10% of the faculty we spoke to reported actively teaching about Israel-Palestine, and for three-quarters of them, it just never came up at all. Despite all the discourse about these issues.
He says despite faculty being spoken of as activists, only about 20% of faculty included in the study engaged in any form of political activism or social media posting about current politically contentious topics. The Trump administration is targeting U.S. universities with intense focus on anti-Semitism and diversity viewpoints. Some campuses, including the University of Wisconsin-Madison, have faced federal investigations. Others experienced fines and funding cuts. Study co-author Professor Leonard Sachs says the research suggests these broad measures often affect faculty who aren't contributing to any perceived problems.
What goes on college campuses is very important, and it's now the focus of a debate that oftentimes seems unhinged, where you have the attention being focused on a small number of people and generalizing it to all campuses.
Sachs says faculty should be viewed as allies, and he's concerned that the future of higher education is currently at stake. Despite the lack of faculty initiation, the majority of those in the study said they are open to students expressing alternative viewpoints in the classroom. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A big night for the defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers reviewing video from last night's family night practice. The list of injured players now up to about half a dozen who did not participate, including tight end Tucker Kraft. He's now got a groin injury. A big night, though, for safety Omar Brown, who was with the Broncos last season. Brown with three interceptions last night and talked about his first impressions of being in Green Bay.
When you get here, you kind of automatically see, like, the tradition they have here. I love all the fans. They just super nice, and they all support us.
Matt LaFleur on Omar Brown.
He's making plays. You want to see how guys respond and react when they get those opportunities, and he's coming through.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series with the Nationals after another win, 8-2 last night. But Sal Frelick dealing with an issue, the meniscus in his left knee.
Something about it's right on a suture that he had before. They say it's fairly common. Yeah, when you wrench it a little bit, it flares up on you.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some wildfire smoke still present, so still that continued issue with air quality. Otherwise, we'll see mostly sunny skies, a southerly breeze, highs in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. For tonight, a few clouds in upper 50s. It's 57 at our studios.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday morning, Up North News reporter Selena Heller will talk to Jimmy Cuska, Jane Mattinair.
And me.
Oh, that's Dr. Kristen Lierley. She'll be here too.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Morning, everybody. The music of the star is on the air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be on till high noon Central Daylight Time. Daylight? What daylight? Have you seen the sky today? Well, don't look too closely. The reason is, it's early in the morning, and that sun is right in our face. And it's a hazy sun. Paul Anka did a song, not about that, but it's relative to now. Have that for you in just a bit on the music of the stars. August the 3rd. Why am I chuckling? I remember Memorial Day. August. Music of the Stars. We'll be on with you all the way to high noon Central and all over the world. The address for that and for past broadcasts of the Music of the Stars is civicmedia.us. Civicmedia, one word, .us. Music of the Stars. And off we go. Heroes, those who move mountains.
Here's to the miracles they make us see. Here's to all brothers. Here's to all people. Here's to the winners. All of us can be. Gentle kisses for my love, it's Sunday, she needn't waken, I'll fix the eggs and bacon her way, while she just dozes, lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her train. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoying each other. The world is ours to play. We'll take a walk or stay in long and lazy hours to have and hide away in for one day. Thank goodness it's Sunday. It's Sunday. Lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her train. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoying each other. The world is ours to play in. We'll take a walk or stay in long and lazy hours to have and hide away for one day. Thank goodness it's Sunday.
Julie Stein wrote that along with Susan Birkenhead. And that's Tony Mottola on guitar, you might have guessed. Tony Bennett, good morning. It's his birthday. Have some rare Tony later. Here on the Music of the Star.
Last. How do you keep a song from fading too fast? How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say? And if we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear her name. I know the way I feel for you. It's now or never. The more I love, the more that in your eyes I may not see forever. Forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck then I suppose the music
Marilyn Bergman, Michelle LeGrand, Tony Bennett, on his birthday. The music of the stars. Tony Bennett once said, and I've got that quote somewhere here. You know the song, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance, Gene Kelly? Singing in the Rain. Tony said, you don't really want to sing, you need to sing. What a guy and what an artist. You know, the art aficionado said he's a great artist who happens to sing.
I'd like to celebrate it by playing the Palladium. And that's how it happened. On an evening such as this. Through the years, I've been very fortunate to have a lot of records that sold very well. And so I do a whole section of songs that the public's familiar with. There's some songs from my duets album and also just good performing songs, songs that I know work for an audience that the audience likes.
someone who cares like me.
It has to be a great honour to have been asked to do this show because it's his 85th birthday celebrations, which I think that's wonderful, really. And that he's singing so phenomenally well, it makes you feel good.
My heart wants to know.
Just such an honour to sing with Tony, and I'm so excited that he asked me to perform with him.
Listen how our happy hearts are beating, like the ocean beats upon the sand, and our feet in rhythm keep repeating every little movement of the band. Do 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 do. Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow. Strains of a mellow cello when lights are low. Dear, we're so close together. I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing music hath charms, life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms, our lips meeting soft and tender. Love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low? Sweet music, soft and mellow. Strains of a mellow cello I mean, dear, we're so close together. I think about the weather when lights are low. Two hearts revealing music hath charms, life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms, our lips meeting soft and tender. Love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low?
when lights are low. When lights are low.
As Tony with Ralph Sharon, 1964. A rare album, indeed. Why it's rare, I don't know. There's something else that's not very rare. It's happened over the past week. I'm talking about smoke pollution. Would you believe that the worst air pollution in the world is in Chicago?
Right now at 4, we begin with our weather alert. You are looking live at some pictures of the hazy sky that has hung over us all day. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is creating very unhealthy air for us right here at home. We appreciate you being with us at 4 o'clock. I'm Marisa Vedra here with meteorologist David Yeomans, and we were all excited.
Joe Stafford.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. Someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chose. They could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride. I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes. When the lovely flame dies, smoke.
Joe Stafford, 1947. The music of the stars.
Where this smoke is coming from and how it's actually visible right now from space. Look at this. These bright white colors here, this band of cloud cover, not what I'm looking at. Instead, let's go up here, northwest of Chicago. This hazy, kind of murky color on the satellite picture, this is all Canadian wildfire smoke, and you can see how it's filtering down from Canada, Wisconsin, and Minnesota directly into our area. This is smoke that we will not only have to deal with today, but we now may have to deal with it all through the coming weekend.
Here's Paul Anka.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise, does no one hides the face, lies the snake. In the sun, in my disgrace, boiling heat, summer stench. Neath the black, the skies look dead. Call my name through the dream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Stuttering, cold and damp, steal the warm wind, tired friend. Times are gone for honest men, sometimes far too long for snakes. In my shoes, walking sleep, and my youth I pray to keep. Heaven send, hell away, no one sings like you anymore. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Drown my fear till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come?
Christopher Cornell wrote that. Patrick Williams, the big band. Paul Anka. Tony Bennett. On his birthday. And the music of the star. Anything but green.
tops of buildings reappeared. Then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be a lovely day. Tops of buildings reappeared. Then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be
Shot on July 28th by eyewitness Cliff Berger, the footage shows the sky turning a deep orange as flames continue to spread across more than 112,000 acres. With only 11% containment reported, the blaze is one of the largest currently burning in the U.S. Firefighters are battling extreme heat, dry conditions, and shifting winds, factors that have fueled nearly 41,000 wildfires across the country so far this year. Though the acreage burned remains slightly below the 10-year average, the frequency of fires is setting new records.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky, flash, bang, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, went out of that orange-colored view. Flash, bang, alakazam, I got a look at you. One look and I yelled, timber, watch out for flying glass. 'Cause the ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out, I went into a spin, I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam, alakazam,
out of an orange-colored sky.
Thank you.
one look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. 'Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it, I T hit.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam,
alakazam, out of an orange colored purple stripe, a pretty green polka dot sky.
Flash, a bam,
alakazam, and goodbye. Wow, I thought love was much softer than that. What a most disturbing sound.
The music of the stars, Stan Kenton, Nat Cole, New York Voices.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky,
flash, bam, alakazam,
wonderful you came by.
I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view, flash, bam, alakazam, I gotta look at you. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass.
'Cause the ceiling fell in, my bottom fell out, my head was spinning, my top of the shadow been hit.
This is it, this is it,
I
was walking alone. Love hit me in the eye. Flash, bam, alakazam, out of an orange colored sky. Walking along at home and minding my own business, what wonderful you came by. Dreaming and singing and drinking in the sunshine, when I gotta look at you. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit and there's no way out.
New York Voices. Saw them live in Kenosha at Kemper Hall with the Count Basie Band, 1996. started out in 1987. They were a vocal group from Ithaca College. The alumni, you know. Put together their first album in 1989, got a Grammy. They were six voices, now they're a quartet. In fact, they go to schools and give jazz clinics. Good for them. So far, the New York Voices, seven albums. The Music of the Stars. They're saying, stay indoors. When I was a kid, orange, I never saw an orange sky. Well, today I did. Of course, it can't last, can it?
Take all the colors under the sun. Only one color I think much fun, and that's orange. Orange, I said, the silly old color who lives next to red. The one that is orangely out of its head. That giggles and titters and rolls in the aisle. No matter what happens, guffaws all the while. Old Orange. As flip as a high-spinning coin. Or a stone skipping watery skips. As free as a spree with a bird supposed to be. If a spree with a bird could be free. Why not? An orangey bird with orangey wings, with orangey songs that it orangey sings, that orangely comes as it orangely goes, laughing in orange from its head to its toes. When everything's orangey goofy like this, trouble's a joke, just an orangey joke, so sorrow and sadness and sigh, just jokes to poke orangey pokes at. Only one trouble, trouble's orange, if you please. That's in the morning. It's the trouble called squeeze. Changing orangey orange into vitamin C's.
Autumn is for me the best season in the city. Oh, so much to love. See it on the ground and up above. Leaves transforming, colors warming. There's no denying it, I just love the color of orange. It's my favorite color, orange. Maybe it could be your favorite color. I like Halloween, pumpkins all around, they don't scare me. And when I eat lunch, munch, 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 hear my carrots crunch. We're not done yet, whoa, don't you forget, whoa, one more little thing.
Just one day.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you. Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a-coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills.
nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer wasn't coming in but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on and kiss her, go on and kiss her now.
If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
If I had to choose just one day.
Once again, Nat Cole.
When it's summer all around me, what will I be going through? Will I still be longing for you? Will I still remember? When the summer goes its way, and it comes December, what if I by then forget? What if you remember? Its way, and it comes December. What if I by then forget? What if you
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled up her hair. How we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow once upon a time, never comes again.
There was this guy who was a regular guy who lived a regular life. Got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays, he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30 and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 a.m, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" on the telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." But the practical joker called every night, 2 o'clock in the morning. And he did this for 2 weeks. The friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock, and the phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? He discovered it.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New tariffs take effect this week, and they could mean higher prices for American consumers, says ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Let's start with where it hits the most, and that's going to be the grocery store. Look, the U.S. just doesn't produce enough of the pantry staples like bananas, coffee, grains, fish, so expect prices to rise there. Companies like Hershey, Procter & Gamble, behind many of the snacks that we love, medicines and cleaning products, already warning of hikes. Alcohol, that is also on the list. Imports like French wine and European beer could spike as much as 30% by September.
Witnesses in Gaza say that more than 20 people seeking food there were shot and killed by Israeli forces. The U.S. envoy, Steve Witkoff, visited one of those aid distribution sites Friday. Today, he told hostage families in Israel the U.S. is determined to bring back all 20 hostages at once. The manhunt continues in Montana for the man suspected of shooting and killing four people at a bar in Anaconda Friday. This is ABC News.